Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and as always, it's my pleasure to be here with you today. Today we have, I'm taking a break. I'm taking a break from the news to encourage. And looking to this coming day of independence that we're going to soon celebrate. No calls today as we take a step back in time, back to our founders. You know, just when you think, or I think, why? Am I making a difference? Is anyone being inspired or encouraged or educated by CSC Talk Radio? Because it's not about the show, but it's about the message, about the Republic, about you, about we the people. Each time, when I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, discouraged in my heart, God sends one of His to encourage me. And this week was such a week. And on one day, I received 3 phone calls, 2 from patriots here in the United States and 1 from a patriot living in Canada. The calls were simply words of encouragement, nothing more. I've explained and I've complained too much, it seems, about the need for a financial rescue. You have no idea how much that grieves me. But over a year ago, it seemed God told me to give this opportunity to you to decide. Needless to say, you have sustained CSC Talk Radio thus far. Barely making it each month. However, this month it did not come. I'm still praying, but that's not the reason for this show today. Many of you say I encourage you, but you have no idea how much I am encouraged by you. We need to lift each other up today and every day. Let us put aside our differences and come together as believers in a Creator, that we are a moral people and a nation united under God with the ability to achieve miracles. That was written by Helen Thomas Robson. I want to share history with you today, so that we know who we are, from whence we came, so we can appreciate the sacrifices of our founding fathers and mothers. Some names maybe are common household names and others are not. Yet they also gave tremendous sacrifice. Giving their all, risking their lives, giving their lives, that you and I today might have liberty and enjoy a life of independence, independent from governing kings. Many days I feel alone, and I know I'm not, but there are days it just simply feels that way. And when my mind goes back to these revolutionary heroes, I am humbled. My sacrifice, great as it seems to me in my eyes, doesn't even begin to compare to the sacrifices of those early Americans who had such a vision for a republic, an independent people, freedom. Naming the show today, Freedom's Call. I cannot express to you how touched I was recently. I have been studying different books with stories from our founders, patriots, young and old, male and female, famous and some of them barely known. Their sacrifices should not be forgotten nor taken for granted. Yet we as a people seem to be removed from the reality of these. Freedom to the red, white, and blue, Freedom is a gentle breeze, draws powerful men upon their knees. Benevolent patriots search to please, conscious of every threatening seas. Freedom's price is very high. It lost its glory is to die. To lose its glory is to die. Yet some would trade it without a sigh. Lost forever, they soon will cry. Socialists propagate protective schemes and build an empire of promised themes. Too late realized, we'll burn our dreams in bondage. Madness shrouds their screams. That was published by International Society of Poets. In a recent broadcast, I shared this with you, and one of you sent me a gift. You had no idea how much this gift meant to me. Your words in this note, they brought tears to my eyes, and my heart was pricked with humility. I was encouraged, and even now it's difficult when I think about this gift. In an earlier broadcast, I talked about the movie The Patriot. I mentioned the two men, generals, leading the militia to aid General Washington's troops to divert the enemy. I explained that the movie The Patriot was loosely based on the lives of both these men. These heroes, Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, also called the Gamecock, and Brigadier General Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. Within the gift, this is the note I received from a listener. Greetings to you, Beth Ann. My eyes and ears have been alerted to the sound of my name on my resting place on high. A few men and women still remember the Swamp Fox. I could have used you 236 years ago, but you're doing well as CSU Talk Radio to spread common sense and defend our republic in the now. Another patriot who hears your broadcast sends one of the books about our struggle. I am your most humble and obedient servant, General Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. I have no idea if these two men are mentioned in the public school textbooks these days. Only because I'm somewhat familiar with the stories of these men did I know that The Patriot was loosely based off of their lives. Both of them, fighters, cunning and determined, stubborn. It was their leadership of the militia in a different kind of warfare that led to the victory over Cornwallis. As they cunningly kept the troops occupied, General Washington was able to lead his troops and ultimately win our Revolutionary War, our independence. I thought today we would get to know the Swamp Fox, General Francis Marion, and I thought we would also get to know the Gamecock, General Thomas Sumter. We're getting close to a break, so I'm going to hold off before I get into that. But I will share one thing, and this is a quote. Come on, boys, let us go back. As far as this damned old fox, the devil himself could not catch him. And that was declared by British Lieutenant Colonel Bannister Tarleton after he was pursuing, and that time was Colonel Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox. They couldn't catch him. He was the ghost. If you watch The Patriot, you know what that means. He was the ghost. Created by the meanness and the violence of the British regiment. We're going into a break. We're going to hold off on calls today. I want to share this history with you. I hope you will appreciate it. I hope it will encourage you as we enter into another Independence Day in this nation to celebrate. It's much, much more than barbecues. It's much, much more than fireworks. It came with great sacrifice. And we will be right back.
Bro!
progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're calling today's Freedom's Call. Today's show is Freedom's Call. As I was sharing with you the story of what was sent to me, it's a book. And the letter was written as if it came from the grave. And it so touched me. And thank you out there if you're listening for this gift. The Swamp Fox. Brigadier General Francis Marion. During the closing years of the Revolution, a ragged little gorilla named Francis Marion moved like a fox through the swamps of eastern Carolina, hiding in his lair on Snow's Island and Pierce Plantations by day and emerging stealthily after sunset. He usually struck at midnight, slaughtering and frightening and throwing his enemies into a panic. Before day, he vanished again behind the morasses of the Pedee, or the Santee River. Bold and elusive, Colonel Marion was a haunting nemesis to the Tories, terrorizing them with White Marsh to Black Mingo. He was an armed will-o'-the-wisp in the British soldiers, a phantom exacting retribution and justice. With his volunteers in homespun, he cut the supply line between Charleston and Camden. He chased McLaurin out of Williamsburg, and whipped Watson's regiment of guards. He kept Lord Rawdon in a dither, and even brought Lord Cornwallis, convalescent from malaria, back to direct Tarleton's expedition against him. To the Carolina partisans, Francis Marion was a latter-day Robin Hood. They told and retold their tales until his heroic exploits passed into folklore. Romantic legends and family traditions began to cluster around his name. As memory of a war faded, memory grew more heroic. Marion grew more heroic, I'm sorry. As skirmishes became battles, and his raids became campaigns, this scrawny little Huguenot attained gigantic stature, and William Cullen Bryant sang, "The British soldiers trembled when Marion's name is told." He was quite the man. He wasn't necessarily a huge, large man. You know, they say that General President Washington was 6'5", 6'7", something like that, a very tall man, very athletic. This guy was athletic, but he wasn't all that large in size. But he was quick, and he was cunning. And just like in the movie The Patriot, they couldn't find him. He was a will-o'-the-wisp. They couldn't find him. In and out of the swamps, he confused the other troops. Not unlike the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter. Now, I claim Thomas Sumter as a relative. I'm not sure 100% if it's true, but I have been told that I am a relative of his, if he be my fifth great uncle. The name is spelled differently, though. And in a book I read one time that he changed the spelling of his name because it was the British spelling and he was upset with the British. But he was born, talking of Thomas Sumter, he was born near present-day Charlestonville, Virginia, back in August of 1734. He was one of five children, son of a Welsh miller, whose family arrived in the colonies back in the 1600s. That's what I say, I've been here forever. He worked as a surveyor, a miller, and a shepherd. But before his 21st birthday, young Thomas Sumter had already seen action as a member of the Virginia militia during the French and Indian War. It appears that the military service was in his blood, along with a reputation for being slightly wild, being active in both cockfighting and horse racing. After the war, Thomas Sumter became active in affairs concerning the Cherokees, and they considered him a great friend. Following the Cherokee War in 1761, he escorted three Cherokee chiefs to London for a meeting with King George III. I have in a book, I got that information down online, but I have in a book where it says, if I can find it here real quick, I can't find it real quick. Here it is. It says there was a stir along the waterfronts of Charleston, South Carolina, on a day late in October of 1762. And this is when he was bringing back the Cherokees that he had taken. The young Virginian, although less than average height, had powerful shoulders and was as quick and supple in his movements as the Indians themselves. While his alert bearing indicated a man who could think on his feet and meet emergencies halfway, for the first time, his quick blue eyes saw the port of the region where for the next 70 years he was to play a leading role. This is the beginning of General Sumter. Rumor has it in the books that I have read and studied, briefly, I won't say that I did it in depth, he was a little bit stubborn. He liked to be the leader. He didn't always get along with the other leaders because he wanted to be the leader. And he also wasn't going to fight. He'd had enough, and he wasn't going to fight. Before his glory days of the Revolution, Sumter had at one point become frustrated enough at the lack of action that he resigned his commission in 1778. But the British came looking for him, and in 1780, they besieged his home. Thomas Sumter wasn't there. He had put on his old uniform again and answered yet another call to battle. So on the orders of Colonel, recognize this name from Francis Marion's story, Colonel Bannister Tarleton, forces led by Captain Charles Campbell, they picked up Mary Canty Sumter, that was Thomas's wife. She was crippled, in a wheelchair. They deposited her on the front lawn and burn the house to the ground before her very eyes. There's a story that one British soldier, apparently overcome with guilt, was thoughtful enough to leave a ham under her chair. Bless his little heart. Needless to say, Thomas Sumter was not happy. It was at this point that he threw the rule book out the window and began to display a genius for strategy and guerrilla warfare, laying waste to the troops that would destroy his home and dealt his wife an emotional blow from which she would never really recover. Although she lived to an advanced age, Sumter's exploits were such that neither Tarleton or Cornwallis once referred to him in a letter as our greatest plague in this country. General Thomas Sumter's service to his country during the Revolutionary War is well known and documented. After the war, he went into politics, ultimately serving as a U.S. Senator. He retired from public service in 1810. I got to visit South Carolina several years ago, back in, when was that? It was a long time ago. And probably 14, 15 years ago. And I visited his grave, and I visited Sumter County. And I stood by the statue of General Thomas Sumter and had my picture taken. History means a lot. The sacrifices of Francis Marion and Thomas Sumter and their families was great. The story seemed to be lost. And yet, without them, without these two men, the guerrilla warfare that they fought in, how they eluded, confused the British regulars. Cornwallis couldn't keep up with them. And Bannister Tarleton, I've learned to not like that man very much. In The Patriot, the movie, he was in and out of the swamps. They called him the Ghost. They couldn't catch him. And they burned his house. Now, he had a large family, but Thomas Sumter had one child, and it was Thomas Sumter Jr. But they stood there and they watched as their home burned to the ground. Something they had built for their entire lives. Trying to become a citizen away from war, but once again, war called them back. History. It is personal. It is very personal. I lost a home in a fire, but it wasn't intentionally set, and I didn't have to watch it, but my husband did. As your life burns before your very eyes. Needless to say, Thomas Sumter wasn't happy, and he took revenge, and he fought for your freedom, and for your liberty, and for our independence. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Freedom's Call, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Freedom Call today as we enter into a season of celebration of Independence Day. I have a fear in my heart, and I've shared this with you before, that we have become a people who no longer understand what it is to be independent, to be free, or what liberty truly is. An old proverb that I shared with you a long time ago, this poem I'm about to share with you, reminds me of this proverb. Society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they shall never enjoy. Yes, I have seen the freedom tree. Yes, I have seen the freedom tree cut down before liberty's decree, felled by one who could not lie, trunk and branches lay and die. When the storm was o'er the land, cherries dropped like falling sand, fruit of passion, brave hearts stand, proclaiming liberty in our new land. Freedom was the battle shout, let no country ever doubt. Give me liberty or give me death, freedom fighters put to the test. Cherry red, the soil soaked through soldiers stand so brave and true, offering their all for you and I, listening people to freedom's cry. Yes, I have seen the freedom tree, political choices abound I see, party favors for each and all, special interests standing tall. Political correctness, some will say, common sense has had its day. Poor Ben Franklin lay in tears, corruption grown beyond his years. laziness coupled with complacency, taxes paid for citizen dependency, freedom dying on the vine, capitalism faltering. Should we resign? Give up your freedom, lose your life. Politicians have named your price, sold your soul and spent your bread. What shame the price, those who bled. For freedom, glory, security, and trade, independence gone, cut with a blade. Give up your life for promises sublime. Reap your blessings. It's crying time. Yes, I have seen the freedom tree, once standing proudly for all to see, laying now upon the ground, tears and sadness all around. That's by Zephyr. And they picked that up at the Poets Workshop. I'm getting these out of a book, and I'm going to have the author, which is Michael Small, on the air soon. He doesn't know that, but I'm going to have him on the air very soon. I mentioned that we talk about founding fathers, but there were also many women who went above and beyond the duty. They weren't just staying at home, keeping everything safe. They were in the thick of it. They were in the thick of it. I want to share such two with you. Nancy Hart. How many of you remember the name Nancy Hart? I didn't. But here is a woman known to have a hot temper, fearless spirit, and no hesitation to deliver revenge if she felt herself or any member of her family had been harmed. The most well-known account of Nancy's life begins when six British soldiers stopped at her cabin in search of a Whig leader, demanding information if he had stopped at her farm. Although the man they were tracking had been there, she denied seeing anyone. Convinced she was lying, one of the Tories shot and killed Hart's prized gobbler, ordering her to cook the bird. Entering the cabin, they stacked their weapons in a corner and demanded something to drink. Hart obliged them by serving up wine. As the soldiers drank the wine, Hart sent her daughter to the spring for a bucket of water. She secretly instructed her daughter to blow a conch shell, kept in the nearby stump, to alert the neighbors that Tories were in the cabin. As Hart served her unwelcome visitors and passed between them and their weapons, she began to pass the muskets through an opening in the cabin wall to her daughter. You get this vision? She's going between the wall and the officers, or the soldiers, as she's serving them. They forced her to serve them, but she's slipping their weapons through an opening in the cabin wall to her daughter, who had slipped outside to the rear of the house. When the soldiers noticed what was going on, they rushed to try and retrieve what weapons were left, but she gave them one warning that she would shoot the next man that moved. Ignoring her warning, one man made the deadly mistake of approaching her. She held the rest off until her husband Benjamin and others arrived. Benjamin Hart wanted to execute the remaining hostages, but she insisted on hanging them. In 1912, workmen grading the railroad near the site of the old Hart cabin unearthed a neat row of six skeletons that lay under nearly 3 feet of earth and were estimated to have been buried for at least a century. You didn't want to mess with Nancy Hart, one of the mothers of the revolution, as she fought for liberty and security for her family. Because, you know, ladies, it is about our families. What we allow to happen today will affect them tomorrow. Are you going to stay silent, or are you going to be a woman of a revolution and fight? Speak up. Margaret Cochran Corbin was another such woman you didn't want to mess with. Margaret Cochran Corbin was one of the wives who, during the Revolution, were tagged as camp followers. These women followed their husbands, cooking, washing laundry, and doing whatever domestic chores needed to be done within the camps, I would suppose. On November 16th, 1776, perhaps you remember this battle because a song was written for this battle, after this battle. It's called the National Anthem. So we recognize Frances Scott Key. But do we recognize Mary Cochran Corbin? On November 16th, 1776, while they were stationed in Fort Washington, it was Fort Henry. The fort was attacked by British and Haitian troops. Now, Haitian troops were hired troops by the Britons. They were paid soldiers. Margaret's husband, John, was assisting a gunner who was ultimately killed during the battle. John then took over as gunner until he was killed. Margaret, known as Captain Molly, had no time to mourn and continued firing the cannon until she was wounded, severely injuring her shoulder, her chest, and mangling her jaw. She never fully recovered from the wounds and was left without the use of her left arm for the rest of her life. She sacrificed, she fought, as did Nancy Hart. Women, founders of liberty, fighters for justice and independence. All they wanted to be is left alone to live their lives, to pursue life, liberty, and happiness, property, prosperity. But the king wasn't on board with all of that. So it wasn't a day of barbecues, and it wasn't a day of fireworks. It was years of bloody battle, both men and women, heroes for your liberty. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Freedom's Call today. Will you hear the call? We will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio. New era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. $5. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfasts, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Freedom's Call. I have one more story I want to tell you from somebody maybe you don't know. The sacrifice be mine. It was Caesar Rodney. The message was received as Rodney was considering a voyage to England for a life-saving procedure for skin cancer, of which he said, "The doctor must conquer the cancer, or the cancer will conquer me. My health requires rest, and my wish is to indulge it." But being convinced that Britain is making every kind of exertion to her favor to reduce us to unconditional submission, I now see that my immediate concern must be to align myself with my constituents and vote for independence. Caesar Rodney understood the gravity of his situation, and yet, knowing the urgent need of his vote in securing America's independence from Great Britain, he placed his needs second to those of his country. Riding an exhausting 80 miles through the night during a torrential downpour, arriving in Philadelphia July 2nd, 1776. Just as the voting was beginning, Rodney arrived lacerated in much pain, but participated nonetheless in his boots and spurs. This, too, was a man inflamed with the godly desire for freedom. He understood his role in the birth of a free nation and would not be deterred from his course, no matter his personal cost. Caesar Rodney's critical vote allowed Delaware to join the other colonies in making a unanimous vote for independence. His sacrifice would cost his life, however, for he would never fully recover from his nighttime ride through the storm, and in his weakness, in his weakened state, he succumbed to the skin cancer he had left untreated. Ronnie's sacrifice is just one more example of many sacrifices of our founders, of our forefathers, of our foremothers, made to ensure our generation would enjoy the freedoms they lacked. It is a particular note that if the war for independence had been lost, these good men and their families would have been tried for treason, the penalty for which was not just death, but far, far worse. After a horrifying and excruciatingly long process, when spirit and flesh had been unmercifully parted, their quartered remains would have been scattered across the countryside, so that their final resting place would be unknown, unnamed, and unhonored. And yet, in spite of this threat, these stalwart men pursued their righteous path, and women, pressing forward with faith in their Creator. We may ask ourselves, if the task rested upon our shoulders, would we have signed it? Speaking of the Declaration of Independence. This story came from The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation, written by William S. Norton and Brian T.P. Trotter, and the photography, the fine art, was by Helen Thomas Robson. The books that I've been sharing, I'll give you the books later. But without sovereignty, there can be never be freedom. Being sovereign means being free. But even being free does not make one free. Freedom is still earned. The greatest gift our founders gave us for sovereign nation, based upon a union of sovereign and constitutional republics, each with their own governments, constitutions, and flags, speaking of our states. Unfortunately, most have no understanding of the word sovereign, and we have forgotten everything important about our history. We find ourselves in a nation run by an illegal and unconstitutional international corporation, and most have no clue of the facts that have devastated this nation to the point of national bankruptcy and welfare. Those who are dependent upon government are slaves of government. They're slaves. They give no quarter to the very words that should mean everything to every citizen. Sovereignty, liberty, and independence. These are the words that lead to freedom. We have forgotten. Freedom's folly I stand upon the mountain, looking down beyond upon the sea, and cry a tear for people who no longer desire to be free. For all now look to government for housing, health, and bread. What about the soldiers who for freedom fought and bled? What about the farmer who came at liberty's call, who worked his fingers to the bone, sweet freedom beckoned one and all? It seems they have forgotten of the fields like Valley Forge, of the bones now white as cotton where the soldiers died in glen and gorge. What happened to ambition? What happened to the dream? What happened to tradition, apple pie, and sweet cream? It's all gone with a promise of a paycheck and much more, a currency now with Thomas, ethics and morals out the door. Communists now wave old glory, marching freely in the street, carrying banners of tyranny, say capitalism is in retreat. Ignorance breeds fools, begging for their bread, not wise enough to don the tools and earn their way instead. Poor Richard lay deep within the ground. He sees, he hears, he knows of the tyrant's troubling sound, promises of slavery as he sows. Liberty all but forgotten now, the door to our dreams, of mule, bridle, reins, and plow, no one wants to work, it seems. It gives me this, and it gives me that, and yes, I deserve. The rich can pay and make my day. Oh, yes, they have quite a nerve. They all have a right today. Little do they earn. Offer them opportunity. They'd rather starve and burn. They all love fiat money and the promise of more. They all work for the government, just like the dark street whore. And while their country's dying, they're knocking down the door. Hear them all a-crying as they demand for so much more. Freedom offers liberty, but there's a price to pay. It is the door to opportunity where each can make his way. I stand upon the mountain, looking down upon the sea, and cry a tear for people who no longer desire to be free. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about founding fathers and mothers and the sacrifice. I wanted to make it personal because it was very personal. And today, it is very personal. And ladies, as well as gentlemen, it is about our families. It isn't about us. It isn't about CSC Talk Radio. It's about freedom. It's about liberty. And it's time we stood together and answer freedom's call to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.